Chester. I'm perfectly fine, Master. Never better. I'm fine, Master. There's no need to worry about me. If you really wanted someone to talk to, why don't you go talk to that girl you've been hanging out with? Don't play dumb. I know you've been hanging out with another girl. What? You embarrassed to be seen with a dog girl like me? So you figured you'd go with a normal girl like her? You know, that cute blonde girl? With the smile that can light up a night sky.
Yeah, that's her.
What do you mean she's just a friend? Well, why were you hugging her then?
Yeah, I saw you two hugging.
You seemed really happy for her, too. That's enough. You're no different than my last masters. You say you like me, and then, just when I inconvenience you, you toss me aside. For all I know, even my name was a lie.
I am not a lucky dog girl. I'm a very unlucky dog girl. Don't touch me.
There isn't anything you could say or do that could prove that you two are just friends. I'm just another joke to you, aren't I? Well,
why should I listen?
You probably can't even prove that you're just friends. Oh, you're gonna rub my nose in it now and show me all the love texts that you've been sending with... Huh? Medical license? You mean she was a doctor? The hug was to congratulate her.
So, you don't love her?
But what about... The truth is, I love you too, Master. I'm sorry, Master. I can't help wag my tail. I want to be the best girl for you. But, Master, I know that... I love being a good girl for you. You really mean that? Thank you for the ear scratches, Master.
So, do you really not like that other woman?
Huh? You hope that I will like her? Master, why? My veterinarian? What does that mean?